Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 5, 1806. Grass. The Corps are still stuck at Camp Chepunish, waiting for the snow to melt so they can proceed west across the Rocky Mountains. The captains are anxious to get going, but this time in camp is allowing the few men who are sick or injured to recover, and for the Corps to stock up on meat and other provisions for the long journey ahead. To pass the time, Captain Lewis continues to describe the flora and fauna of the area. Today he outdoes himself by describing ordinary grasses in great detail and with much enthusiasm. He writes,
"Coulter and Bratton were permitted to visit the Indian village today for the purpose of trading for roots and bread. They were fortunate and made a good return. We gave the Indian chief another sweat today, continuing it as long as he could bear it. In the evening he was very languid, but still to improve in the use of his limbs. The child is recovering fast. I applied a plaster of salve made of the rosin of the long-leafed pine, beeswax, and bear oil mixed, which subsided the inflammation entirely. The part is considerably swelled and hard. In the evening, Reuben Fields, George Shannon, Labiche, and Collins returned from the chase and brought with them 5 deer and a brown bear. Among the grasses of this country, I observe a large species, which grows in moist situations. It rises to the height of 8 or 10 feet. It has much the appearance of median cane, as it is called in the southern parts of the United States. A second species grows in tussocks and rises to the height of 6 or 8 feet. It seems to delight in the soil of the river bottoms. This is also a harsh grass. It appears to be the same which is called the corn grass in the southern states. A third species resembles the cheat, though the horses feed on it very freely. A fourth and most prevalent grass, common to many parts of the United States, it is common to the bottoms as well as the uplands, is now seeding and is from 9 inches to 2 feet high. It affords an excellent forage for horses and appears to bear the frost and snow better than any grass in our country. I therefore regret very much that the seed will not be ripe before our probable departure. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 5, 1806.
By this date, the captains had noticed that the river was rising during the day and subsiding at night. This was an indication that the sun was melting the snow in the mountains and meant that the expedition could soon be on its way. In anticipation of the Corps' departure from Camp Chepunish, the captains had the men prepare their packs and saddles, trade some of the poorer horses for new ones, and stock up on meat. In addition, the captains are working to hire some guides. Tomorrow, bad news.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.